This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance at 772-3858.
Form, please?
Yes, Sarah Holmgren.
Here.
Mara Litomski.
Here.
Cheryl File. Jay Lister.
Here.
Randy Marole.
Here.
Cheryl did message me earlier. She had a senior meeting at 6, and so she's coming as soon as that's over, so I'm sure she'll be here a little bit later. So, let's go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve the May 9th, 2017 agenda. I think we're going to do it under comments.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Next, we have student presentation. Music teacher Mr. Matt Lenhart will provide information on the world music drumming curriculum and will lead elementary students in a drumming presentation. Or maybe not.
I'll lead you guys, but that'll come in just a minute. Good evening. I am here to present to you something that's brand new to Stedman Elementary this year. But first, a little background. I've been teaching elementary here for, I think it's probably safe to say, 17 of the 19 years. And about, Eric and I were just trying to figure out, somewhere around like 10 or 11 years ago, for the Blue Ribbon Award that the elementary school got, the PIE invited down the Kodiak Island Drummers, and the Kodiak Island Drummers, what they wanted some drums to be already here, so PIE bought some drums, and they've been stored in the elementary school since then. And I would teach my elementary classes, and I'd see those drums, and I'd go, I should use them, but I didn't really know, you know, I would take them out from time to time, let's do some echo patterns, but I didn't really have a method. I didn't have lessons. And so I did a search. I would go to conferences, and I would search for books, and I'd flip through books. And I'd say, oh, here's some hand drumming things I can try to implement this. And you know, mixed success. And the kids kind of liked having them, but I didn't feel it was anything with continuity. And then I started just ordering some books from Amazon, and I came across one, World Music Drumming by Will Schmid, and I sat down with that and went like, whoa, this is packed. It's really good, but you need to study this book. I mean, it's thorough. It kind of explains, you know, why it's good for kids. Very, very thorough lessons, and I went, oh, this is not Monday morning material. This is like, study this. And I'm just kind of thinking about that, going, wow, how would I get time to study this? And then like within a week or something, I get a mailing here at school on these classes that the World Music Drumming Curriculum puts on all across the United States, one of them being Bellingham every summer. And they have different levels of classes that are taught to teachers. And so I was granted a scholarship through ATP and spent a week in Bellingham in July, pardon me, taking a class on how to teach the world music drumming. Also, I realized to implement world music drumming, the program's going to need more drums, so that everybody can be doing something. And we were, you know, very short with the Kodiak Island drums that we had. So I got we got a grant from PIE, and also there was some money in the elementary budget to make an initial quite large purchase of some drums, of which a few of them are right here with us tonight. And then I just was very inspired, and it was one of the most exciting classes I took as a teacher. And they knew exactly when to teach certain things, such as, for instance, after lunch break in July, they didn't have us sit down and, you know, receive information. They had us, that's when we did movements and learned some dances. And it's like, that's pretty smart. I came back just ready to go. Like within the first 30 seconds of those kids coming into class this year, they're going to be doing something. And they were. Let me go on to just a few things here. I'm going to hit on kind of the philosophy of why it's, what it does and why it's important. Someone on the outside might think that a set of drums in a music room is kind of like having, like basketballs on the side of a gym. You know, well, you know, you just need to let the kids go and shoot baskets. But and with drums, it's not like that either. Whereas PE needs a good curriculum to teach about physical activity, and music classes need that curriculum too. So it's a big theme of his curriculum is about communication and understanding. Understanding of different cultures. The tradition we're using comes from West Africa primarily, and also Latin America. Teaches kids how to listen to others, just not only musically, but just, you know, ideally listen to each other's, what someone has to contribute. Respect for the need of others to have their own musical and personal space. And I'll kind of talk about that too when we start working with the drums. And how to follow, how to lead musically. This is a very good involved class. You know, when the kids come in, when my curriculum was primarily song based, things went well, but there were always, you know, in a class session there was like, why isn't she singing? What is she, you know, and what is she doing? In this one, I mean, everybody's doing something, and I think you'll see that in these videos I'm going to show, that there's always something going on. People are involved. You're going to see some kids following and leading, and I think it'll be very obvious. So I've got just a few videos I took today. All right, this is a fourth grade class. Someone might recognize the gentleman sitting down in blue. Very good. He does very well with leading when he has the timeline and things. You'll see him jump up for a special role. They're practicing a song that they're going to perform at the end of the month. Comes from Jamaica, called Water Come With Me, I. And let me play it. You'll just notice certain layers. I might have a few comments to add. Let's see how the volume will be. So you'll see there are 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different roles, parts going on. I'm a little fixated on these guys because it's not quite right. Sydney, as you see, she looks very confident. She's got the clave's and the gray shirt. She's a very good leader and very consistent. It's a tricky pattern. Maracas were never so hard. They're harder than you think. Look at that concentration. See that? She is concentrating. Or is she nervous that I have an iPad? And these guys are all doing what Eric is doing. And it's hard for kids to leave space. Hear that pattern? Boom, to boom, space. Stand up. Notice that they kind of push that space, make it smaller. But leaving gaps is really challenging for kids. And I don't have my guitar. Okay, the other one. I leave Sydney there because she is very solid. She's playing a part called the timeline. in drumming tradition, the timeline is just... sometimes it's played by a small bell instrument. I have here an instrument from I purchased this summer from Ghana. We call it either the taco bell or the boat bell or the banana bell. And someone today thought it looked like a mustache. But either if it's a steady beat, everyone kind of keys off that, and Cindy's doing something. And everyone's listening to that, and ideally listening to that, and keying their part off of what Cindy is playing. Cindy is very consistent. So I have a handful of kids in each class who are like, I'm going to keep you here because we're getting ready for a performance. We're finding those roles, like who would be best at those roles. And everyone's trying. Look, Caleb's on the lead role. But you'll see people following that, listening and adjusting, or, if I'm kind of stinging their part, they change, they do their best. See that she starts. We bring in my layers. Next is Maraca. The Wiro. Oh, Conga. That's Addison. See that space? The bongo part. You got it really rhythmically stable. So they get it, but then they kind of wander off. Okay, got it, good. And then I've got my guitar. I'm going to do like six singers. Keep the song going. But I kind of realize that if Sydney's solid.
She'll stay going.
Yeah. And even if people are messing up around her, she is solid. That's Thomas. He's got a good knack for it. Bump up. Okay.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time. It's just, it's always going. It's always going. Fifth graders are working on something a little different. Got a good crew there. It's Matea and Rick, Davis and Brianna over here. They're they're doing something African, whereas the fourth graders are doing something kind of a Caribbean two-beat kind of thing. These guys are doing a West African. It's called High Life. Comes from the Ghana tradition, and it's tough. And really, they were first introduced to this about mid-November. And just adding things to it and coming back to it, going away from it, coming back to it. And we're going to be doing a song with these guys too. All right, let's go.
One, two.
So it's the same rhythm that Sydney was doing, but played on a cowbell. A little faster. She's playing a shaker, right? See, Brianna and the drums are playing the same parts, just broken up. Everybody loves my bones. Okay, you see Kieran just kind of started kicking in the motions. You got a little pattern. Ooch, ooch. Look, so Matea just kind of got Rick on board. Okay. Right. Oops. Let's go to the... They're doing the same thing here. I just got a different crew. Got Jonas, and Kieran is now on the shikare. Caleb's on a conga. Matea switched drums as she realizes. The small drum here... Small drum echoes the larger drum, and she switched, and you kind of see the two. Oh man, what? Mm-hmm. So. This is Eliza Wormack's fifth grade class in Dean. They have a good group. I mean, the class plays this stuff.
You're supposed to go first. You have a different drum now.
The class has a good groove.
So Kim's gonna go first.
Be
next to Jill. That's why we need weeks to practice. So they got a good groove going there. All right, Jacob. So they're singing a song about Everybody Loves Saturday Night, which is from Ghana. It's from the time where they were under martial law, except on, so there was a curfew, except on Saturday night. And so they had a song, Everybody Loves Saturday Night. Well, I have drums and gear here, and this is why. I'd like to have you guys give a little try with it. Don't be afraid. We have a veteran drummer here. You played drums in high school. Yes.
I
think that tiki chairs, and Casey too, why don't you either take a drum or you take a hand percussion. I'll let you choose.
Oh, I these are low.
Yeah.
Bring the chair up.
Aaron.
I like the cowbell.
I can be the
I
Sydney.
I was so bad at timing in school that they had to go now, and it was kind of before the time. Yeah, they were all go. I don't have that timing, sorry.
Go ahead.
No. Use the chair.
That's
what I was thinking. Oh, here it is. Yeah, play the.
No. You're good.
Oh, I am. Here we have this called Gan Kokri, and it's just a really crude, kind of like the boat bell, really crude iron. It's made in Ghana. It's got two bell tones. Can you see this? Two bell tones, and it's named Gan Kokri, but it's kind of named after how it sounds. It's an onomatopoeia. Gan Kokri. So, anyway, I'll be giving you a part.
Are you going to remind me? It's just this.
Oh, just a single tap?
Oh, it's, yes, but
it's harder than you think.
Come on over.
But that's not your part.
No, it's not my
part.
Okay.
If you're able to take off rings, it clicks on the side and starts to kind of hurt. All right. So this is the very first ensemble that we learned in both fourth and fifth grade learned this. And we come back to it, and we even crank up like American Authors, Best Day of My Do 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 Do. You can play this groove along with it. It's just a 4/4 kind of thing. So it starts with timeline, steady,
okay.
And hold it lightly like a clave, and just hold this end, and find as you play it. Yeah, find the spot that's like, oh, that's a nice spot right there. That's very good.
Oh.
And you got your low drums. You are medium drums, you are high drums, and you are going to be playing on the edge. Let me show you Jimmy's drum, for example. Low sounds come in the middle. Low, high sounds come on the side. Just kind of hit it with your fingers. Low, do a little experiment. And lows, highs. This is my high tone, my chest, my belly is the low tone. So your part is going to be low. And your low matches the beat. I mean, you're going to be low. Things I've seen with kids from start to where we are now, there were some kids who, even if you offered a mountain of candy, they could not have done what Irene would do. It was just be nice and steady. And then I've seen some kids who I know have had some difficulty with reading and just general being in school. They weren't very good at that either, but they just gradually kind of buy in and engage, and those skills improved, and their behavior improved too. I mean, I know it's not a miracle cure, but I think when you have everyone involved like that and engaged, I've got to get this right. Things just start lining up, and it makes your brain happy, and good spirits. So, do you have any questions?
Awesome. No, I think it's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you'll see the very first, we haven't done any performing of this, so our very first performance is Wednesday, May 31st, right?
Okay.
Yeah, fourth grade and fifth grade.
Okay, so it'll be the end of the year assembly?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be neat. Yeah. Oh, I had to put that on the calendar.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Super.
It's hard to follow that up, Casey, but it's gonna
bump. Yeah. Sure. all right, so we just had our ASB speeches a couple weeks ago, and we have elected Alice Nidifer as the president, Jasmine Irmia as the vice president, Leanne LaPerry is the borough assembly rep, and me as the school board rep for Helen here. And Avery Herman Sakamoto for the Native Education. Good. So we've only got two people on the executive board right now, so we need some more. Hoping that'll fill up next year. But yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Let's see, we had prom a couple weekends ago with the Arabian Nights theme. That went really well. Spent a long time setting that up. Turned out good. We have the Elks Student of the Month dinner tomorrow night, where they'll announce the Student of the Year. And Lecompte's survey is on Thursday. And graduation is going to be Tuesday, May 30th at 7 in the gym.
Already that time?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Looks like someone got a hold of my notebook.
That's awesome.
Okay. Any correspondence?
No.
Okay. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Oh, okay. Come on up. it is kind of related to one of our action items, but I think for those that are listening, it's our wonderful public health nurse, Erin.
Yeah. Thank you guys for letting me talk to you tonight. So I brought with me...
Oh, Erin, she wants you to talk over here. If I can hand stuff
okay.
for you.
Sure.
I'm happy to do
that. Oh, here, I'll keep a certain part of my notes.
You point to it.
Okay, there we go. Sorry. Let me try not to kill myself on the cord.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, when we had talked recently about upcoming changes because of the House Bill 156 and the requirements that they're asking now of school boards that didn't used to get asked of school boards, and at least not officially across the state. So now the new requirements are that you guys are review it ahead of time, that you approve it, that you approve anybody that comes in, and yeah, I think. And then I think one thing I saw in here, but we didn't talk about, was they said at least a 2-week notice to parents ahead of time, so that they have time to review it and decide if they want to opt in or opt out for the classes. So I just included the PowerPoint presentations that I've done, and they're always changing just a little bit because I'll get feedback from people. They'll be like, oh, can you add something about this? We would like to know more about this. So it's always kind of a fluid class that I've done in regards to sexual education and STD awareness. And so at any given year, it might change a little bit just based off the feedback that I get from people. But it's supposed to be evidence-based, using resources that, like the CDC and the Mayo Clinic, and reputable evidence-based, science-based material. And it promotes abstinence, and then also gives you options beyond abstinence. So if you choose not to do abstinence, then you've got options of the various different forms of birth control, what can happen if you don't use birth control, what the consequences are. And then as far as STDs, it talks about what you're likely to encounter in Alaska, ways to prevent getting sexually transmitted infections and sexually transmitted diseases. And then it'll also include, particularly with the STD presentation, warning slides, because there are pictures of like the mucopurulent stuff that can happen on the cervix when you get an infection, or the discharge that men can have from the tip of the penis when they have an infection sometimes. So there'll be warning pictures ahead of time so that if anybody's sensitive to, you know, certain types of pictures, it'll say, hey, warning, graphic medical picture. And yeah, just try to keep it non-judgmental and let people know what their options are. So, yeah. So I just included that, wanted to give that to you guys and see if you had any questions or suggestions.
Yeah, just for people that are listening, and then Cheryl Powell was able to join us now, and it's a follow-up to when we had our work session
a month or so ago.
Yeah, about the materials that would be presented to students in the required or the component of health. It's a couple of days every year.
Yeah, this is actually almost really a follow-up to what was adopted last fall.
Right.
And then it came up when Erin came to our last meeting before the last workshop session on Friday about Erin's Law, Bree's Law, Alaska Safe Kids Act, and she was there, and she wasn't able to come to that meeting last fall, but you approved her as a speaker. That
right,
was,
and
could
so then
work
this
with
is her showing us what she is
would
be presenting in the fall.
And this these are the same ones that I actually forwarded you guys
way back when. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just Erin being able to come to our board meeting. For those that are listening, be able to physically show us, even though we've seen
So do you, after you have a chance to look at them, then feel free to ask me any questions or suggestions, or if you feel like I'm lacking in some area, or you would like something more, or if you're like, whoa, that's too much, then you just need to let me know, because I'm open to suggestions. So.
And for parents, they'll get the letter ahead of time that will give them that time to come in, or it's a PowerPoint, it's something that could probably be forwarded to them.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm happy to do that, yeah. It's all saved on the computer, and like I said, I may alter it just slightly. Like I think a couple years ago, they said, "Hey, could we have more information on hepatitis B and hepatitis C?" Even though that wasn't necessarily, you don't see a lot of that with sexually transmitted diseases, but we do see hepatitis C with IV drug use, and so I included that in there. And I'm willing to add stuff if people have more interest in certain things. Mm-hmm. You know. We don't see a lot of sponges and spermicides and things like that, so I didn't have a lot about that, but somebody had asked for that too. They were like, can we have information about this too? And I said, sure. You know, even though it's not out there that much, I'm happy to talk about, you know, various forms, whether they're used a lot or not, so people have that knowledge in case they choose to use that form of birth control. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Erin.
Sure. And then if you need anything from me, just let me know.
Okay.
Do you want your things back, or are they for them?
You guys can keep them, and you've got my resume, too. That was the other thing that they required, was that you guys have that. So yeah. I was working on this. I realized I hadn't worked on a resume in a really long time, and so I had to work on that this afternoon and make sure it was up to date. So you guys are welcome to keep that. And then if you need future copies, I'm happy to email them to you.
Erin's another partner, too, just in following up with the Alaska Save Kids Act. You know, it all kind of comes together with the sexual assault and sexual violence, mm-hmm. dating violence. You know, it's all, we work with Erin like we work with WAVE in the community as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and I'm a member of the board with WAVE, too, mm-hmm. and so I'm pretty familiar with a lot of what they do with the school, and I think it's a great resource that we have in our community that can offer, you know, educational talks about consent and healthy relationships and that. I think we're really very, very privileged as a community to have that available to us, because a lot of communities don't have that, mm-hmm. especially small communities like ours. So, yeah.
I have a question. So
sure.
You show this to, this is like what you show the kids,
mm-hmm.
this packet?
Yeah. And it's actually like on the screen. Like,
and what ages?
This is high school.
High school.
Yeah, we don't show this in middle school.
So that's ninth grade health?
I think so.
Because health is only offered, has only been offered by seniors. Yeah.
And it's boys and girls in the same class?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I said, we do like a little warning ahead of time on anything. Just and let them know, you know, it's okay if you want to close your eyes. If you don't want to look at any of this stuff, that's fine. But for those that want to know what to look out for their own health in the future, it may not be pertinent to them right at that moment, but. Mm-hmm. Sometime in their life, they're going to need that. Mm-hmm. And it's better to be prepared ahead of time than to, not be, and then...
Yeah, and to know where to go for help, too, if they need help, different agencies in town, including
I know that there was somebody recently that was talking about getting a resource guide for all reproductive health services, and like here in Petersburg and throughout the state, they're working on. So mm-hmm. if that becomes available, then I could share that with you guys, too. So mm-hmm. if that's something you guys would be interested in sharing with your students, then we can certainly do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, and then just let me know if you need anything else. Okay.
Thanks. Oh, and I have a binder, and I can lend you guys this too. Sorry, I forgot. This is a huge curriculum that comes out of Washington State that we just got in the mail not that long ago. That this would be like if you were working like on a week-to-week basis and doing reproductive health, so it's probably way more than we'll ever have time to do. But it's got some interesting stuff in it, so if you guys want to look at it, it's coming out of King County.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't had a chance to go through it in detail yet.
Joanne's used a lot of things from this, too.
Yeah, so that's a nice resource to have. In case you guys are, and I'll get that back from you because that's the only one I have.
Okay.
Maybe later in the week, okay?
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other comments unrelated to agenda items? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to comments from the audience related to agenda items. Seeing none, we'll comments from board members. If not, we'll move on to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Do we have a second?
Oh, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. This is a roll call, I think. think, because there's
okay.
not.
Okay.
Yes, please. Sorry.
Cheryl Pyle?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't hear. Mara Lutonsky?
Yes.
Brandy Marole?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we move on to administrative reports. First, we'll start with superintendent report.
Okay. So just to recognize our amazing teachers and staff from last week, we did a lot of celebrating around the district of our incredible staff, and we just want to say thank you to all of them, and thank you to all the parents out there and people who helped make it a great week, and our school board for having breakfast on Friday, and it's just nice to recognize everybody's efforts, so that was a lot of fun. Let's see, Karen and I went, and actually Sarah for a little bit, went to the borough meeting last Monday to listen to the discussion and conversation about the municipal rate, and also it was the first reading of their budget with their appropriation for us, which was the same at $1.8 million, which we greatly appreciate that conversation, and they're trying to reduce their reliance on secure rural schools funding, which was also nice to hear looking forward, and just their general support. So that municipal rate did go through at that reading as well, and I did speak a little bit to it, and just to reiterate some of the efficiencies that we've done in the district here over the last few years. And then I have heard since then from Chandra about doing some work with Chandra and Ira, and seeing what we can do to work together on the costs, possibly efficiencies in the pool as well. So that's great, which is all we really wanted to try to do, if we can help. We're not experts, but we'll work together on that as much as we can. Budget. Yeah. We are continuing to move along and not have information, so that's a lot of fun. They're still wrangling back and forth about anywhere between a 5% reduction to education funding, flat funding. They're still kind of arguing or have come to kind of a stalemate between the Senate and the House, continue to be at a stalemate about income tax. They all seem to be able to agree to a permanent fund restructuring for the earnings, but beyond that, they don't seem to be able to agree on much else. So that's where we are. So we're basing our budget on anywhere from 0 to 5%, so that's kind of where we are. We counted on flat funding this year, and we're looking at anywhere between 0 and potentially 2%. I mean, is what we think it may come in at, but it's significant for our district. So we'll have more information in the next few weeks on that. Not a lot of fun. Parent community survey is out online. It's in all the bulletins. We put it out on Facebook if people want to give us some feedback about how things are going in the schools and the district. Please feel free to get online and do that, and we'll look at the results of that in June at the meeting. We're moving forward with extended school year plans, looking at summer school possibilities, which we always do, but we're looking at those and trying to staff those, and already thinking about in-service plans for August and next year. Because we're already there. And I think that's about all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we'll move on to principal's report. First, Principal Tolman.
Well, good evening. It's nice to be here. It's such a beautiful evening, and report what's been going on at Stedman. I also would like to mention our staff and how appreciative I am of the teachers and paraprofessionals there at Stedman Elementary. They are extraordinary, and appreciate them so much. And we want to thank our partners in education group for the daily goodies and treats and recognition for teachers. I know they appreciated it. And the board for the lovely breakfast. Thank you so much. We did have our kindergarten open house, and I am happy to report that 44 students were registered. And so that's a nice size class, 22 in each class in kindergarten. And I was able to attend ESEA workshop. It was dealing with our Title I grant. It was very informative for me, and I will be handling some more of that here in the future, so it was time very well spent. Our in-service was very effective. Of course, we had our ASTI workshop in the morning, and it was given by educators who had attended ASTIs, and teachers also were able to work with the science kits that we ordered, and I'm very happy to report that the quality and content far exceeded our expectations, and we're very excited to be using those next year, and science is going to definitely be a fun thing for teachers to teach and for kids to learn. Our paraprofessionals were also in training that day, and want to thank them for the time they spent with the MANT program. We had a recycling assembly for our Earth Day celebration, and Carl Hagerman and Derek Osoop came in and visited with students on what's recyclable. And it was a great presentation. It spurred some thoughts about making a movie. And so students have been working on showing the community what's recyclable and what's not. I want to thank Ms. Mary Ellen Anderson for helping with that. We also finished up with Girls on the Run. A big thank you goes to Joyce Burke Biggs for getting this started again. She's been very key in that for a few years, and it was a fun experience for students and coaches alike for girls. It is going to be handled through WAVE now. Ricky McKay has taken the reins on that, but we certainly are partnering with them in the future. They also will be getting a similar program for boys starting next fall, so very excited about that. Sticking trip happened on Monday. Was that just yesterday? Yes, it was. And we had lots of tired kids. Looks like they had a great time, though, and not much rain. So that is a very worthwhile trip for them to take. It's just packed with good information and skills for them to learn. We also had our first playground meeting, thanks to people who have volunteered to be on that. There was lots of good input. We have drawings from the architect, and there's lots of feedback on that, so we're anxious to begin phase one this summer, and also talking about some slight changes to the architect's design. Tuesday, May 16th, our fifth graders are going to be attending a moving up meeting with their families. That is at 6 o'clock. Very exciting for them. It's hard for them to come back to school at Stedman after they go to that. They think they're done with us. But and then we have our hot dog cookout on May 24th. That's our annual fun thing we do. Hope it's sunny. Then we are providing a movie on the 25th for students. And field day is May 30th. Pi is helping Mr. V and Mr. Brock. They are meeting next Wednesday, May 17th at 4:30, so if anybody would like to pop in, that would be great. They are planning activities. I think there's some new things coming up this year, so look for information coming out on our Facebook page, and I'll probably send out a notice as well. And then again, we're having our end-of-year assembly. We would like to extend an invitation to families in the community, but it's just not room in that auditorium, and it's more of just a fun time for students to be together as a large group and share and celebrate together before summer. Lots of beach walks, field trips, and picnics coming up, and information will be coming from individual teachers on that. So jam-packed, exciting, and fun the next few weeks. So, do you have any questions? Okay, great. Thank you.
No, I heard she's. Thanks, though. Yeah, tall, that's a word most people use. Good evening. Hi, nice to see you. Last one of the, during the school year, I was thinking about that drive-in here, that will be wrapped up next time we meet, so that's exciting. It's going fast, so pretty cool. As Ms. Tolan said, very busy, lots going on. I know you have some of the dates here. We talk about baccalaureate coming up, which is exciting, and graduation, of course, is the big show, and so that's some fun stuff. We'll talk a little bit about things we've done. The Financial Literacy Fair was here, and that's the first time we've done that. It was really exciting. Mr. Engel did a lot of leadership on that, as did Mrs. Etcher. Mr. Engel teaches our careers class, and so I don't know how much we talked about that before, but I'd gotten that from another principal. It's run by the credit unions up north, and they just want to kind of give back, and so they all kind of work together, and they usually reach out to community. It's completely free, and they reach out with the community, and they usually use the credit unions, and we had kind of a hiccup here with our local Alps credit union. There's some change in management, and so they kind of paused there and thought, oh, this may not work, and again, just Petersburg being wonderful. All kinds of people, you know, bankers and, you know, people from Rockies came out, and I saw Desi came from the, you know, chamber. All kinds of people came out, which was really cool. A lot of volunteers, some of our teachers. So it was just taking juniors and seniors into the gym, and they had this thing set up. It was really exciting. It's a neat thing where they kind of spin and they get a life. You get kids and they get money, and then they go around to these different tables, and these volunteers were trying to give them things that we all deal with every day. Hey, you should get a house. Here's a loan for you. Hey, do you want to? Mr. Troutman sold several TVs that day to our students, and it sounded really good. We debriefed with the staff, and I said, you know, I really want to hear some feedback. And a few of them, you know, like Ms. Fry said, you know, Gus went through it and he was broke immediately and he hadn't paid his mortgage yet. You know, that kind of thing, because they buy fancy cars and they'll buy TVs and they, you know, someone tried to sell a kid. Well, I don't want three kids. Can I have two kids? Because I like to buy a bigger house, you know, kind of thing. Well, it doesn't work. So thank you again. The main part of that is thank you again to people who coordinated. Really a cool program. The plan is to alternate that. We've done a college and career fair, as you know, where we Skype in with a lot of, but we're doing that every year, and so we decided to kind of rotate this. Again, it's completely free. Just thank you to that organization, all those credit unions up north that do it, including our local Alps, I know, was part of that. And then, of course, just the community really came through in a kind of a last minute to get all those volunteers, and there was quite you were there, Mrs. Klupainter, and saw just a nice, diverse people all over the community coming there, again, talking with our juniors and seniors about things we're trying to teach them, about finances and that type of stuff. So pretty cool. That was a fun one. I'll try not to talk that long about everything, but I was excited about that because it came together. I've been working on it for a couple years. Thursday is a LeConte survey, which is always a great thing. It's been going on for many, many years, and love Mr. Trouton doing it for years, and has passed the reins somewhat to the very capable John Klupainter, who will kind of be leading it. Tom Thompson will be up there helping with the mathematics, leading group of students, and I'm just the kind of lonely boat driver getting them there and back. So that's a fun thing, and again, just a great thing that we do, and of course, thanks to all those teachers that kind of organize and keep that going. That's a really neat thing where we work with colleges, and it's some real-life data. It doesn't get any more relevant than what they're doing up there on the glacier. So cool stuff. Scheduling will be coming out, so moms and dads be looking. You should be getting some papers, hopefully over the weekend, for kids to be looking at scheduling high school classes. There's a great committee. It has been very little input from me as the principal. I'm just kind of helping and popping in every now and then. It's really a lot of teachers getting together along with our counselor and trying to kind of figure it all out themselves, which is a great way to do it because they're the ones that, you know, kind of making their own schedule. So that's been neat. They've been working really hard, and we always try to do it early, and we usually get a little bit late when we have to hire staff because we just don't know what their skills and talents are and who we'll hire. So it's coming together, and they're doing a great job. So be watching for scheduling to come out. That's current eighth graders, obviously, through current juniors. And if you're a parent of a senior, you get a year off. National Honor Society, I saw it's on your schedule. The induction ceremonies are tomorrow, which is fun. And I see the kids dressed up and on stage. National Honor Society for the high school kids, that's juniors and seniors, now have earned their way in to being inducted in the morning there in the auditorium. And then the middle school kids can do it for 7th and 8th graders, and that is in the afternoon at 2:15, also in the auditorium. So Ms. Lenhart does the high school, Ms. Etcher does the middle school. We appreciate their leadership there. It's a cool program. Keep recognizing academic achievements as well as the other components that just make our students great. As Ms. Tolan said, incoming 6th graders are visiting here in a couple weeks, so that's exciting. Sorry, next week, Monday and Tuesday, so that's fun. We will send a couple staff members over to meet with them in their classrooms, and then we're going to ask them to come on over and sit with a couple of our teachers and meet with Mr. Cabral in the auditorium and talk, start them to get prepped. And then a big one is that evening, if parents can come out, that's 6 p.m. on Tuesday night, and be there and kind of talk them through with scheduling and that kind of stuff. And that is, as we continue to discuss, that seems to be the transition of any of them that seems to be complicated, and we're sure doing our best to just to alleviate some of the fear and to kind of make it as smooth a transition as possible. And Dan Sullivan's doing a lot of work. I sure appreciate him over there. He's been a great communicator and helping out as well. Middle school exploratory night, just to kind of put something there. I know the high school does a lot of stuff this time of year. Middle school exploratory night on Friday the 26th. So, you know, if kids take off for the Derby, we're trying to make a least impactful day, and they go out and they kind of explore. They go for bike rides. And we have, again, so many great community volunteers that come out. I know we have, Some local artists are helping out. I know Tonya comes out and helps them to teach photography and stuff. So just a different way of learning, getting out in our community, come out, like Mr. Cabral likes to come fly fishing, that kind of stuff. So just a fun day to do on a day when some kids don't come to school naturally just because of the fishing derby. So I appreciate it. Joanne Day's been organizing the heck out of that. So thank you to her. That's going to be fun. Fun for kids. You had baccalaureate up there, had graduation up there, and then finally, thank you again for the school board for your wonderful breakfast and supporting our staff. They are amazing, and they are the really crux of so many things we do. And then, of course, the community and the parents, it's really cool that they bring stuff in. That's really a neat thing that's only happened at least the last few years of my time here, and I really appreciate the community coming in saying, hey, thanks, teachers, you know, something small, when we can make some food and kind of show that what you do every day is important to us. So thank you to the school board, and thank you to the community. And that is enough for me. Lots going on. Any questions? Okay, thanks.
Okay, director of activities.
I don't have much to talk about this time.
No,
finally.
Not really. Never. Boring world. We just got, if you got to see, about 102 kids running around not too long ago. We had Art Fest here, first time in 6 years. It rotates every 6 years through here, and it was fantastic. And so if you got to come to the art show that they had Sunday night, there was some pretty cool things that they got to do, some really cool artists that came, some of the top-notch artists around Southeast Alaska and in the state that came down too, so it was pretty cool to see some of their artwork. If you're into Terminator, there was this one Terminator paper mache that was like a brought art type of thing, and it was pretty insane how cool that thing was, and all by hand, all paper mache, and then a couple Tlingit headdresses that had copper coins all imprinted in them. It was pretty neat. So yeah, amazing stuff. So kudos to Ashley Lohr for putting that all together, all the teachers that came and artists that came for that, and just the community members. We had people up here at 6 o'clock in the morning cooking breakfast for all the kids and all that, so it was really, really cool. And then we are down to our last home weekend of events this weekend with baseball with Thunder Mountain. Track and field is coming towards their end of the season as well. A lot of things happening there, and then 75 days till we start cross country for 2017. So we are almost there. 75 days. Let the countdown begin. A lot of changes happening at the state as far as naming things. We will no longer have 1, 2, 3A as a classification. It is now being called D2, Division 2. So kind of missing with the names. I think they're kind of getting tired of writing 1A/2A/3A as a classification. So a lot of changes happening on classifying them. All those things. We are waiting to hear. We did get a letter that we were supposed to go to 3A just based on our enrollment, but we should be at 2A just because of our three-year average and where we're going and our enrollment dropping as far as high school stuff going to. So next year I think we're at projected like 152 in the high school, and then we dropped to like 137, 132, 130 for a while. So we should be 2A, and we got to send that letter off too. So, but we just had our last spring meeting at CAKE. It was awesome. First time ever in history of Region 5 that CAKE hosted the spring meeting, and they did a fantastic job hosting that. I got to look at their bus that they have there, and it's a very interesting bus, and it's kind of cool. I think we're going to look at one of those. Pretty cool stuff that they had there. And then we got to go and visit this brand new senior center that they have in CAKE, and they invited us to their lunch and had performances by the elementary school kids, and got to have some of the activity directors from all over eat seal intestines, seal oil. I had bear for breakfast the first morning when I got off the ferry. It was awesome. They did a fantastic job, though, so it was really cool to be there. And it doesn't rain that much there. It was pretty nice. Yeah, kind of sunny. So, but yeah, so we're just rounding down. I do have numbers for you since I know we're towards the end. Just wanted to, we have so far 149 total students in the high school. 130 of those students participate in one or more activities. So we have about an 87% participation rate in the high school. And then the middle school, we have 92 total students, and 73 of those are involved in one or more of the activities. So about 80% total involvement there. So kind of cool, just counting down, going through all the names. Yep, that one does, that one does, that one does. And then got to sit with Irene as we did 2 years ago's numbers, long time ago, and kind of cool to see the numbers there on all those participants. So. But, yeah, that's about it. Questions? No? Okay, last time to see your Vikings play this weekend. Come on. Thursday, Friday. Thursday, Friday baseball games. It's supposed to rain. So, it'll be better.
Thank you.
Okay, next, Director of Finance.
I figured I better
let you guys know what's going on besides just budget information, which is pretty big on our list of things to do in the finance office. Some other things that we've been working on, or I've been working on, have been the third quarter financial reports for the grants. Those were all due on April 30th. John Clue Painter and I have been working on the E-rate application for next year, and we're actually integrating the new voiceover IP into our application, so we're hoping to get some of that contract funded through E-rate. And John is slowly, well, maybe not slowly, but he's integrating the new phone system into the district right now. I think you guys know that Adrian's been out of the office on long-term medical care, long-term medical leave, and we're hoping that she's going to return part-time in June, and we keep checking in with her, and she's doing well, but we definitely miss her in the office. And on that note, I'm going to actually be out of the office for a month in mid-June to mid-July. I'm taking my daughter to Europe, trip of a lifetime for us, so pretty excited about that, but there's a lot to do before I go. I have to get ready for the audit, which will happen right when I get back. And then finally, I just want to thank the board for allowing me a year ago to get the new software program, and I just want to update you guys on it a little bit. It is such a great program. As Erica will say, I'll get all geeky about it because I'm just amazed at the capabilities that it can do. Just to give you guys some examples, a six-hour check batch takes me about 2 hours. A four-day payroll with two people takes me 2 days to do it by myself. A budget revision would take me about a week to do. I started it yesterday, which is not a great thing that I started it yesterday, but it's the system is so much more efficient. And there's a lot of capabilities that we still haven't been able to implement just because of being short-staffed in the finance office. I've got some ideas of things that I want to change in the way it was initially set up. The wheels are always turning, and it's pretty awesome. I have somebody coming down from Annette Island to train with me on the program, too. So thank you. It's made a huge difference. I don't think I could be surviving right now with Adrian not in the office. And then also kudos to my pals in the office who pick up any tasks that I ask. So thank you. I feel really well supported. And I think that's all I've got. Oh, budget. We'll do a budget next month for fiscal 18. Yeah. We'll have more fun. And we may not, and we're just going to move forward. I mean, we have to have it to the state by July 15th, and I will be in Europe, so we have to have it done before I go. Do you have any questions? Nope. Okay.
We'll move on to the school board committee reports. Curriculum and technology are mine, and we're pretty much done for the year. Crisis. Pretty much done. Policy.
They're meeting on Friday.
Okay. Wellness and facilities.
Anything lately?
Okay. Legislative.
There are no new updates. They're not really meeting in public right now, so we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. And Erica already mentioned the span of the possible cut. Mm-hmm. And really no other bills are moving beyond those discussing the big three
bills
of the PFD, the income tax, and the budget. So.
All right, anything else? Special recognition? Nope. Okay. Moving on to upcoming dates and meeting announcements, as we heard earlier, but just to remind people, on May 10th, the National Honor Society, so that's just tomorrow, at 9:30 they'll have their induction, and then the National Junior Honor Society will be in the afternoon at 2:15, both in the Wright Auditorium. Policy Committee meeting, as Cheryl mentioned, is at 12 o'clock on Friday. Wait, am I doing my days right? Thursday?
Friday.
In the district office conference room. May 24th is the annual hot dog cookout at the elementary school. The May 29th is Memorial Day, so no school district-wide. And May 22nd in the evening at 7 p.m. in the Wright Auditorium is baccalaureate for seniors. And then graduation is May 30th at 7 p.m. in the high school gym. And the last day of school for students is June 1st, except for graduating seniors. So,
are we going to set an agenda time or the radio?
No.
For June?
Put on it.
We can. That would be a good idea. Yeah.
That'll be the 12th, right? So,
of June? 13th.
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 So agenda setting the week before.
Nice. We can do whichever Monday that week before or Friday the week before. Well,
I can do it Monday the week before. That works for
week before.
The 5th. Anybody else?
What time?
Friday if you do Friday.
Doesn't matter. That Monday.
Jay said he can do Friday if you do Friday.
The 2nd.
I said insert.
That's the last day of school. What's day?
Yeah.
Is that kind of busy for you guys?
It's kind of nutsy.
Okay.
Here a little bit.
And maybe we'll stick to the 5th then, just this time.
What time do you guys do it at? Are you doing it at?
I think on the 5th it wouldn't matter. I could be flexible on that day. If you want to. If you're okay.
I can do 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Monday?
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Okay.
That works. 11. Okay.
I'm watching the show right now.
Sarah?
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll catch you next time, Jay.
No problem.
Pencil you in for August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Campus Connections on the 6th. Or, I mean, not the 6th, the 13th, excuse me.
Yeah.
Who would like to do that?
I can probably do that by then.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Believe me, I know. Graduation's in 3 weeks.
I could probably. Mara and Erica can handle it.
Yep.
What?
We did fine today, I think. Just the two of us.
So Mara and Erica for campus.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
Old business, on to our policy that I had a brain skip on last week. Okay. So, it's our policy in our second reading, Board Policy 5141.41, Sexual Abuse, Sexual Assault, and Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention, which is mandated by the state of Alaska. So I will recess to public hearing if anybody would like to speak about the policy and give us feedback. Seeing nobody wanting to speak about it, I'll go ahead and end the public hearing, and I'll make a motion to approve Board Policy 5141.41, Sexual Abuse, Sexual Assault, and Dating Violence Awareness Prevention.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion?
Just want to reiterate this.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to reiterate, this is a state law that has been passed, and we're adopting the policy in accordance to AASB's legal counsel has created the policy, and we are adopting it.
The language that they developed, but it is mandated by the state now. Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next, we had our work session last week where we discussed out-of-state travel guidelines. I think we probably, and we provided information from administrators and as well as other staff on what they had come up with guidelines. I don't know if we need more. We didn't know whether we needed more discussion or just to let the public know what was decided. But we have out-of-state travel for 2017-18 music and Spanish programs. It was approved on the April 11th, 2017 board meeting, but we could discuss the guidelines that were presented to us last week during our work session, if we would like to.
Okay.
You can do a brief overview.
A little bit.
For anybody listening, I figured we had a work session and discussed it, but we didn't have anybody from the public come. So I thought this might be a good opportunity just for people that are listening to kind of hear what the plan was and how it was followed up on.
Up there, you guys looked through these already, but I think some of the main concerns that seemed to be coming from the discussion there too, and it was good because it created some conversation among people in the district here too, to think about, you know, just being aware of fundraising in the community for one aspect, and then also just trying to, you know, be fair to different activities too, and move it around. So the group of people that were mostly impacted spent quite a bit of time talking about it, and then actually, you know, went through and kind of mapped out potentially the next 8 years, just thinking about numbers of kids that might be traveling, looking at some criteria for each of the trips, and keeping the numbers within from any given year between like 30 and 40 kids that might be traveling for a trip or two smaller trips. And I think people felt comfortable with where you ended up with guidelines, and it was helpful to kind of hone down some of the fundraising conversations as well. Anything else from you guys, Rick or Jamie, about anything specific there? Or any issues or any questions from the board after?
I didn't have a question. I thought what was interesting is that even just the fundraising piece in general, just not specifically necessarily to out-of-state travel, but fundraising in general, and how, I guess in my mind, I thought we did financially more than what Jamie had told us, and I was surprised at how, I thought, quite how little for total fundraising that's done at the school district was right around 50, is that right? $51,000, which I thought it was would have been higher than that, because that's all the activities, not just one activity or three activities
academic
or whatever.
Academic, as well,
right, all, whether academic or sports, when there are other fundraising that goes on in the community that is unrelated to the school but is still for kids or still for other activities that meet or exceed that amount.
Right.
So I just thought it was interesting, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, I mean, I had never given it much thought about what the volume or the amount was actually at, so.
Yeah. Lots more conversation in the community, I think, in general about it, just because of economy and the state and that sort of thing, too. So I just think it's good to be aware of it.
It was nice to have some of the consistency for the group of some people experience, especially Ginger and Sydney, just coming back from close up, and then someone like Matt, who's taught 1, 2, 10, 15, you know, all his experience. And they had met some other people, you know, people like Jim had been in there too, who'd done close up for years and years and years, to kind of lay out the fundraising guidelines of, if you do this, you get kind of this much credit, and your kid gets this much credit. It's been pretty consistent, but it has been a little, it's been institutional, kind of passed down from generations, you know, like pre-paper days, you know, kind of thing. Like, hey, we have computers, we could probably write this down and say, you know, when you do the seaweed, you know, the sponsor gets this much, each kid gets this much, it's the grandma comes, they get this much, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was pretty cool. I know that wasn't even exactly what the board was looking for, but it was a nice byproduct.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
It's good. It's helpful. And now it's there. So whoever needs to look at it or do it, you know, they can have it. So it was a good conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? No, we'll move on to new business. Fiscal year 2017 budget revision. Director of Finance Karen Quistel will provide an overview of the changes and answer any questions.
Yeah, I need to find.
Do you mind handing me the budget?
It's my favorite task. I had hoped to have a presentation, but the truth is that this budget revision, this proposed budget revision, is pretty minimal. So the green on the spreadsheet there is what I'm proposing for the spring revision. When we're looking at revenue, the changes that we're looking at overall are an increase of $16,660. And that's made up from student fees and also from state sources. There's a small increase there as well. Are you finding it? Okay. I sent it from the Xerox machine. Okay. Basically, when I'm working through the revision, this new software program, like I said, is really great because it encumbers all the payroll for me. So before, I used to have to manually check all the contracts and make sure that everything was allocated appropriately. This program actually does it for me. So when I'm going through, I'm just looking at what are the variances, and then also for the PERS and TERS on behalf that we have to report on the revenue and the expenditure side, I'm just going through and verifying those numbers. So, bless you. I was quite pleased with the. It's a very small change in our revenue, but it's accurate. So when we're looking down at expenditures portion of it, for regular instruction, that's our regular classroom instruction, $3,831,796. That's an increase of $70,000 into this budget. The majority of it is coming from salaries. $56,455 is coming from salaries. A lot of that has to do with the zero period extra duty contracts that we didn't know about last spring when we actually did this original budget. It also has to do with tightening up things like health insurance and verifying all of the different benefits for our employees. So it's just really reviewing everything and trying to make sure that I'm as close to getting a zero variance as possible. Also an increase in supplies of $13,601. When we're looking at special education, our budget, the proposed expenditure budget is $1,205,017. That's also an increase from our fall of $56,852. Again, that's an increase primarily for salaries and benefits of $52,545. A lot of this cost actually is for subs. We've had a lot of subs in the district this year, long-term subs, and so those costs are reflected in this new budget amount. And a small increase of $4,373 in supplies. When we're looking at support services students, that's function 300. That's $288,525. That's a decrease of $23,650. And that has to do with a position that actually was funded through a grant. And that when we initially do the initial budget adoption, we don't always take into account grants that we're not sure that we're going to get. And when I did the fall revision, I really didn't touch much of salaries because I wanted to wait till we got a little further in the year and also till I got a little bit better with the program. So we are seeing a decrease there. We're also seeing a decrease in $3,300 in supplies. Let's see, $350, that's support services instructions. That's our library and our technology budget. And we're at $674,467. That is a slight increase of $4,238. And that's an increase in supplies and materials of $3,300. And then a small increase in benefits of $954. When we're looking at 400, that's our school administration budget. That's our principal's budget. We're at $319,812. That is a decrease of $4,302, and I actually just moved those funds to 450, which is school administration support services, so that there would be more supplies, office supplies, for everyone to use at the different locations. So our school administration support services is $214,425. 510. District administration, that's the district admin, that's a superintendent budget, and also the board budget. That's $328,039. That is a decrease of $13,437. Mostly has to do with travel fees because there wasn't a lot of travel to the legislative fly-in, and also legal fees. 550, district admin support services, that's the finance budget. That's $197,612. That's a decrease of $29,282, mostly made up of salaries, with Adrian not being currently working in the office. And also insurance costs were down, so there's some supplies. I call them 400s. It's where everything else is. Payroll's always in 300. Everything else is in 400. The 400, the decrease of $11,374 is insurance costs, and then an increase in our indirect, which is increased negatively because it's money that we get back from the grants for administrating. It goes into my budget. Let's see. Operations and maintenance, that's the maintaining our facilities. $1,291,492. That's a decrease of $61,076. Has to do with health insurance in the salary budget, and then also not using full budgets for our heating oil or our garbage. And I am proposing that we actually take that savings and move it into ADA compliance and other financing, because, well, for two reasons. One is it's really hard to anticipate what fuel costs are going to be, and so we don't want to move those funds out and then have it be a year where we're using a lot of heating fuel. The other thing is that if we move those into ADA compliance, we can leverage some grant funds for the playground in both June and July, so we can get some material for the ground for building this new playground. So that would be my suggestion to the board, is to move those funds. Let's see. And then student activities, $338,874. Slight increase of $2,369, and that actually has to do with state travel. It's not budgeted in when we originally create our budget. It's based on actual salaries, actual contracts. And then when somebody goes to state, they're paid an extra week on their contract. And I do want to congratulate Jamie for staying within transportation budget. It was much less this year, and he's done a great job managing that. So we're going to make it just fine through the rest of the year. Exactly. So the $83,000 of other financing, $21,000 of it was approved back in the fall for food service. And again, I'm recommending that we move $62,000 of it into ADA for the new playground, which leaves us with a ending fund balance at the cap of $877,306. And again, we want to carry as much forward as we can, but we're capped at 10%. And when you're looking at the consent agenda, that's 1 month of operation in our school when school's in session. So those are my proposals. We're still at 73% direct instruction to students, and our overall change in expenditures, not transferring funds out, is just $6,069. I'm so happy with that number. So that's what I have. Is there any questions? Okay, thanks.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any other comments or no? Seeing none? Go ahead and call the roll, please.
Jane Lister?
Yes.
Mara Lutomsky?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Randy Morrell?
Yes.
Cheryl Feil?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next, we have the State of Alaska Special Education Handbook. Special Education Director Bridget Woodstock will provide information regarding the updated 2017 Special Education Handbook.
So, hi. In your agenda, I think, was a link, I hope, for the new special ed handbook. There was a C-link. Oh, does it say C-link? Oh, oops. Sorry. Okay. Well, darn it. It's on the department website, and we can get that sent to you. Yeah. I didn't make a copy because I'm trying to conserve paper, and there's no reason really to copy. But basically, every few years, the Department of Ed in Juneau, the State Department of Education, revises the Special Education Handbook, and there was a new revision in January. And so we are, each school district in Alaska either needs to come up with their own handbook for guidance for special education, or we can adopt the state's. And so we always recommend just adopting the state's version, because that's a whole nother project to create your own, and there would, you know, basically they provide a really good guidance document. So basically it's a guidance document that helps us
implement all the way from, you know, identification of students all the way through transition, and it covers the gamut. And it's I can't remember how many pages it is now, but it might be a couple hundred pages of a handbook that I refer to quite often, and it helps guide our programs. Like I said, I use it a lot, and the teachers use it a lot. It's not a legal advice document. We have to call our lawyer when we get to that point, but basically it helps us with just the daily nuts and bolts of, you know, having a good program. So what I would like, if maybe you need to see it first, or if you, anyway, what we need is just a motion to approve that so that we can continue to use it. It's a requirement of our grant, our federal grants, that we adopt the handbook and have it available. So I'm sorry that my link didn't work.
Well, it worked when I tried it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. So should I can pull it up on the we can pull it up on the Department of Ed website, Erica, if you wanted to go to a new window, and we could show people who are in the crowd here today. But you just go to the Alaska Department of Ed website, and or Google it. Yeah, that's even better. Special Education Handbook. And it's they've renamed it Guidance for Special Education Personnel, because it is just it's a document of guidance rather than like a how-to 1-2-3 kind of a thing. It's a big one, yeah. That's why I didn't really want to print it for you.
Are there any substantial changes? Maybe that might be something to
Yeah.
Know. Are there any substantial changes that you know of to it? Or any
you know, it reflects just any updated current, like ESSA now is, you know, it reflects the changes
from
No Child Left Behind to ESSA, mostly with assessment. You know, we're required to, and I'm the DTC also, so I know about that, because we, you know, we need to assess. We're supposed to assess 100% of our student population, regardless of disability or whatever. So that's been in regulation for a while, but that is a noticeable change in the way we do that. Yes, there's an alternate assessment we have for students who are non-diploma track bound students, and they must also be assessed. So we assess everybody. All kids get to get assessed, grades 3 through 10. Yeah, and then we do extra assessments too with our juniors with the college and career readiness assessments. So there it is. Oh, that's the old one. That's the 2015. So, shoot. Maybe, yeah, so the revision was 2017. Maybe it's not even, Did she? Okay. Yeah, if you go to the Department of Ed website and you go on to teaching and learning under special education, there's a link on the right-hand side called Guidance for Special Education Personnel, and it's right there. So it's a very, like I said, it clarifies requirements. I wrote a little something down. Clarifies requirements for the operation of our programs. It's not regulatory document. It's regulatory information that's quoted, but it does not provide legal advice. So,
teaching and learning. Special education. And then guidance for special ed personnel.
Oh. Oh, wow. Cool. Awesome. So there it is. There's the entire document. We could just read about everything there. From, like I said, identification.
151 pages.
Okay, 151. I overestimated.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too concerned if the state of Alaska's come out with it and it's the same
what we already have.
Yes, it's now. Just it. It basically yes, they've
well,
revised it.
I see reinventing the wheel. They've spent a lot of time already on or having you.
There's really
legally vetted.
Yes, it is.
According
yeah.
to statute. So.
It's definitely according to statute, and it's all mm-hmm. it's been vetted many, many times. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I'll make a motion to adopt the State of Alaska Special Education Handbook.
1 second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Do you have any other questions or concerns or discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But we know where we're here. If you want to go read it, we can. next, we'll move on to personnel hires for 2017-18 school year. I'll make a motion to approve the employment of Alina Nielsen at the middle school social studies teacher for the 2017-2018 school year.
Okay,
motion's been made and seconded. For those listening, this is Alina will be replacing Rob Schwartz, who is retiring. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next, we move on to school meal prices. As we may have heard on the radio today, that they haven't increased for 6 or 7 years. And you can give us a little bit of feedback for those mm-hmm. that may have didn't hear this afternoon on campus yeah. connections that...
I can do that.
That recommendation.
Each year, Carly is required, the USDA requires all school food authorities, so any school district or any authority that way, anybody who has a national school lunch program, and it's a nonprofit school food service account to ensure sufficient funds are provided for meals served to students that are not eligible for free or reduced price meals. So they did actually recommend... in their report, raising the prices for lunch to $3.62 and raising breakfast prices to $2.86. We, years ago when we made the change, when we adjusted prices, we actually got rid of the 68 cents and the 62 cents and that sort of thing and made them straight $2.50 or $3 or whatever, because it's way easier for people to manage that way. So what change that we made is we're proposing to raise lunch prices to $3.50 and breakfast to $2.50. So lunch is a 25 cent increase and breakfast is a 50 cent increase. And we think they're very reasonable for the amount of food and the quality of food. And they're not as high as what they're actually recommending. So we think they're very reasonable. And high-quality meals that our Carly provides. So, for our award-winning program.
Sir, any questions? Concerns? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the cost increase of student meals, student breakfast price for all students, $2.50, and student lunch price for all students at $3.50. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Any other discussion? Best deal in town.
I just have one question. Do we have an idea what it actually costs the school district to produce that breakfast or lunch, as far as our costs go?
Yes, but I can't give it to you exactly.
Okay.
Because we need to break out personnel costs for it too, and then you have to factor in what we are reimbursed for reduced rates for kids, and what we are reimbursed for free. Students, so it's
if we're reimbursed the amount that we charge kids that aren't
we are reimbursed at a set rate that they
determine.
Give us, and it's not necessarily that rate. Yeah, that's why.
But the USDA tells
yes.
us what to charge, but then
yes.
doesn't reimburse
and
you the full
like
amount.
Reimbursement for reduced, I think, is like half of that rate. So we do use general fund dollars every year, and districts do, use general fund dollars. So that's another, this is why they recommend when they come through and do those reviews that, if people can pay for meals, they should pay a reasonable amount, for meals too. So that's their recommendation. But I can get you more specific information if you want me to from Carly for that as well. about specific costs.
Yeah, it would cost more than what that we're bringing in, I would say.
Yeah,
obviously,
it is.
We're transferring $21,000 this year to the food program.
Yeah, we don't. You don't break even. We don't. With vegetable, you know, fresh vegetables and salad bars and that kind of thing, you just don't prep time.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. You want to call the roll since we're not really spending money. We're asking for more. So I guess all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next, we have the Alaska Safe Children's Act curriculum and materials adoption. We had our work session last week, a chance to go over it for, I think we were there an hour and a half, discussing it, as well as having the director of WADE there, as well as her assistant, and we got a kind of a good view of what's going to be covered. And sounds like the high school still has to kind of navigate on when those days will happen and how it will happen, but we'll have faith that you'll get it figured out for September. And this is another one of those state-mandated requirements for us to adopt it. And they have a task force that has come out with curriculum or guidelines and kind of a roadmap of how to do that. So I'll make a motion to approve the recommended curriculum and materials for the Alaska Safe Children's Act.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. I don't know if there's any other discussion after our work session last week.
Just for the public, it will be new information that hasn't been previously presented, I believe, into the 6th and 7th grade. I believe that's what Joanne said. So just so that you're aware that they will be talking about different topics. However, that is the state is telling us that we have to discuss these topics. So if you have concerns, I know that Joanne is very open to reviewing those materials.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... They'll be notified ahead of time if a parent letter comes out.
Yeah. And that's part of it, too, is that anybody at any time can review.
That's another opt-out form, right?
That is a specific parents have to opt their children out.
And then it'll be covered under the regular 9th grade curriculum health class, but then 10th, 11th, and 12th, they'll have to figure out how to fit that in somewhere during the year since they don't have a health class specifically.
Okay. Talking about the advisory period, possibly?
Yeah. So they'll figure out how to meet that requirement from the state. So any other questions or concerns or comments? If there aren't any, we can go ahead and vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Oh, strategic planning. We need to schedule, I guess, a work session in June to discuss board goals and strategic planning. As we move into June.
Can't be like
for people scattering.
Well, we could talk too. I mean, maybe it's a conversation about if we're considering that we might want to have, maybe we want somebody to come do some work with us on it from AASB, and we could do that. I mean, Timmy could come do that. There's people from CERC, the Southeast Regional Resource Center, that, you know, they do a good job with that, and we have staff members, but I think we need or potentially might want more than just board members on it, you know, so we may want to talk about a larger group. I don't know. It's probably up to you guys, you know, on how you want to proceed with that. So,
well, it's almost two different, you know, we could probably, Timmy talked to us a bit about board goals last fall, but strategic planning could be a completely separate,
bigger issue.
Yeah, that we kind of needed the strategic plan in place to be able to do our yearly goals to reach that plan. So,
right.
I'd say priority is strategic plan versus board goals.
Implementing those. So, I mean, we could talk to Timmy about that. We could see what people's schedules look like. Think about it even into the fall or start something. I mean, it kind of depends on that. We've talked about it a little bit as an admin team, too. You know, thinking about having other people be involved in that. Planning. And what's a good time? I know there's never a good time, but...
Well, and if we're involving more of the community or our staff, it's almost a September thing.
But we could reach out to her. Maybe you and I could work on that too a little bit, and just see what you know what their schedules look like through AASB. And
we can't push it too far into the fall because then we won't be able to have any goals.
Right.
School year start.
Well, let's see what her schedule is even in June. I think July and August are out just because I'm probably crazy busy in July and August. And everybody's going every which way. So let's, I guess, Eric and I will first check in with you and
maybe
see.
Yeah, maybe we'll see if she has some recommendations about timelines too, you know.
Okay.
And Casey will have to be available. He's our student rep.
Closer to the end of August, maybe.
Right. I'm going to haul you back.
Closer to school start.
Actually, I'm going to shake you
up. Yeah. Right before school start. I mean, you know, before insert. I don't know, but I know the schedules are nuts. We're handling it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check in with Timmy and see what her timeline is first. That might dictate a lot.
Okay.
And last on the board calendar for May is board participation in graduation. It will be, as we said earlier, in the high school gym on Tuesday, May 30th at 7 p.m. Is everybody able to attend?
Can we sit in the back row?
Just a reminder, we usually do, Ashley's in charge of it, but we usually do a rehearsal at 3 o'clock. We'll keep it there, but it's really helpful. I know kids don't work, and that's kind of crazy.
Well, I don't.
I think Sarah
it's just
I,
me. It hasn't been the whole board. Because I have to get up and
yeah. But anyone is invited. They're kind of anxious about being there when the gym is full. It's a nice time to kind of see.
I just have one suggestion. If that's not in the way, that right there, because last year I couldn't see half the kids.
I was sitting. Not in the way now, but for next time.
Well, no, I'm talking for graduation.
The podium is in the way of seeing the kids.
Yeah, I couldn't see half the kids on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Could you put the podium back between, you know how this, the staff was sitting in two rows like this, right? And there was like an aisleway. Could you put the podium like between the front row? Then would everybody be able to see?
That's true.
Kind of fact, if you were graduating, this podium is here, and the staff would be kind of alongside of it, as opposed to being.
Maybe we should just have the first front row full, so we know where we can see. At the pre-graduation walk, so I was like, no, I can't see over there.
And it's about zero.
It's about me. It's all about me.
Well, she's got two graduates. She's got to be able to see it. Oh, you get to hand them their diploma.
You do. So if you can get a Cheryl size practice to be able to kind of run out, you got to stand there.
But I know what you're
doing right next to each other.
But yeah, it's nice to be able to see them all.
Yeah. That's true.
Thank you.
I mean, so long as the back row is still with the teacher, still get to see them. But yeah.
We can try it out that day. I'll sit in every seat. Picture. Or at least the front row. We're going to send the front row.
Good to know.
No, that's why I always wear pants at graduation.
This is true. And good, easy shoes to walk in.
Right. And comfortable shoes to walk in, so you don't trip. Yeah.
Do you wear robes? I don't remember.
No.
No.
You can if you'd like to.
No.
Nah.
Do you have a PhD hat?
I don't have.
You have a cool hat, don't you, Dr. Lister?
Yeah.
You can wear a cool hat.
There we go.
That's
true.
Coolest
thing ever. I know.
My color scheme is in the dress-up pile.
I don't.
I don't know where it was real.
I'm pretty sure I didn't even want to.
We might have to do that for Jay.
That's okay.
I see him in the
I'm fine.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Any additional comments from board members? Okay. Future agenda items? Strategic planning.
Timmy, tell us.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Third.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I don't think there's any. 5-0. Thank you and good evening.
I'm ready for bed.
Well, congratulations, Casey.
Are you ready for the different change?
We're supposed
next
to
time, what will happen is that we'll say, as we
this live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance. 772-3858.